morning, church. Welcome to today's devotional. Today, I just want to honor all the incredible men and women in our medical fields that are working behind the scenes on the front line, helping people, the patients where family members are not able to get to them, for loving and caring. Please know we as a church are praying for you and know that our heart is to support and love you at this hard time. But in honor of Women's Month, I want to share about two medical women. It's found in Exodus chapter 1, verse 15, where we meet these two beautiful Hebrew midwives. One of them was named Shipra, meaning beauty, and the other named Pua, meaning splendor. These two Hebrew midwives had a huge responsibility and a weight on their shoulders, like many of our medical field at the moment. There was a new sheriff in town. Okay, he wasn't a sheriff, he was a pharaoh. But Joseph had died, Pharaoh had died, and this new pharaoh was so jealous the fact that the Israelites were growing in numbers. They were getting stronger. And so he approached these two midwives and said, every boy that is born needs to die. Can you imagine the weight that they had? But they chose to put God first. The Bible says here in Exodus that they feared God with profound reverence. That word feared is what Steve spoke about on Sunday, where it's not a trembling, but awe and respect. And it even comes out in the Amplified where it says with profound reverence. They chose to put God first. They chose to honor Him. And you know what? We see what happens in verse 21, where it says, and because the midwives feared God with profound reverence, He established families and households for them. We have that wonderful promise that when we put God first and His righteousness, all these things will be added unto us, that our households will be established, that our families will be established. Won't we hold on to this promise this morning? Won't you put God first? Won't you see that no matter what the pressure is around you, you can rely on Him to get you through this? These amazing women were such a testimony of putting God first. We honor you today. We're praying for you. Stand strong no matter what you're going through, because church, you are highly favored and deeply loved.